Is it real?
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Or fake news?
Fake.
All right, I saw you raise your hand. You think you're the smartest person in the room. You do.
Uh-oh.
Well, now let's find out.
Let me tell you something about me. Never lost. Never lost.
As a matter of fact, sir.
I have lost.
I'm a rookie.
Can you come up here? Come up here.
You can play against Rodney Peete.
Come on up here. You think you're the smartest person in the room. Now, come on. You said you were.
He raised his hand with confidence.
He sure did.
With confidence.
Put this on. We'll find out.
Let's check it out.
Put it on.
Come on. Come on.
Two.
There you go. Put it close to your... Come on up.
Walk
stairs.
Up here.
There you go.
All right. What's your name?
Kenneth Curry.
All right, Kenneth
Curry. Let me
Senior.
Get it down right there. Kenneth Curry, Sr.
All right. Here's
Coach,
the deal.
In relation to Steph Curry?
I claim his father, but not him, because okay. He plays for the wrong
there
team.
You go.
Ooh, there you
and
go.
And I assume the Lakers are your
Look
team.
Look at you.
No, I kicked them on the curb when everybody had retired but Kobe. So that tells you something.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
That set me down.
Here we go.
Oh, but you're good. You're good. You're good.
Oh, you're good, James.
Thank you, sir.
James, you're good.
As long as Kenneth said you're good, you're good.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, and Rodney?
I'm good?
Yeah, because you went to USC.
Right on. There you go. Trojan for life.
Take that off.
No, just listen.
I love this guy. We got a nice little...
I'm going to give you the story. You tell if it's real or fake, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. DeMarcus Cousins unfollowed the Pelicans on Instagram and explained why. Boogie Cousins is an unrestricted free agent this summer. He raised eyebrows recently when he unfollowed the New Orleans Pelicans on Instagram. A girl wrote in his comments, "Why would you unfollow the team?" Cousins responded by writing, "'Cause I'm grown." Rodney, is that real or fake?
Boogie's his own man. Boogie is his own man. Boogie's going to do what Boogie does. All right? Boogie's a free agent. That being said, I don't believe he unfollowed the Pelicans, though. I'm going to say that's fake.
Fake. Kenneth, yeah. What do you think? You're the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, but that would be stupid, so I think that's fake.
You think it's fake just like Rodney?
Yes.
All right.
Whoa! Boogie! What's wrong with Boogie?
That was real?
Yeah, that was real.
I mean, damn.
What's wrong with Boogie?
Doggone. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
okay.
All right.
It's
all right. You're fine. You're fine. Brad Stevens.
7 second delay.
Brad Stevens beats Tyronn Lue in Game of Horse. The Cavaliers can't seem to beat the Celtics at anything these days. Cavs head coach Tyronn Lue, who played in the NBA, faced off against Brad Stevens in a charity horse game on the off day yesterday. Stevens got to horse before Lue could get to R. Stevens said afterwards, "It's better to be lucky than good." Kenneth, is that real or fake?
That's fake.
You say that's fake?
That's fake.
You don't think they had a charity horse tournament?
I don't think so.
Rodney?
No, that's fake. There's nothing good can come out of that. That's fake.
It's all fake news.
Yeah.
It's phony stuff.
All fake.
All right.
Yeah. In all season, maybe. Not during the series.
Hey, don't put that on Facebook. Come on now.
All right. Kobe Bryant approves of LiAngelo Ball on the Lakers if it'll help win. TMZ ran into Kobe Bryant earlier in the week when asked by the cameraman about whether the purple and gold should pick up anyone from the Ball family, including LiAngelo Ball, who is eligible in this year's NBA draft. Kobe threw up his hands and said, "If it'll help win." Rodney, is that real or fake?
TMZ called him?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to go with the TMZ thing. And because if you don't,
well, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Happened.
I know. So I'm saying that TMZ called him and they asked him, "What about LiAngelo?" He said, "Well, if he helps the Lakers win, okay." And he got in his car. I can believe that happening. I'm gonna say that's real.
We might have made the whole thing up. You might have.
But I've been approached by TMZ outside a restaurant, and I just say, "Yeah, I like Brett Favre."
Sometimes you just want to get going,
right? You just
want
to get going and say, "Yeah, I like
confrontation."
You want to be positive and you keep it moving.
You say that's real.
Because if he said anything other, it would have been a bigger story.
Yes, real. What do you think, real or fake?
Well, that's fake. And the reason I say that is that we can't be on the same page. So we got to, I'm just going against Rodney.
Have you done radio before? You've done radio before, huh?
No, sir, I have not.
You sound like you have.
You're natural.
Well, you weren't on the same page. And you know something?
What?
That's bad on you.
Yeah.
Believe it. Hey.
That sounds like something Kobe
would
say.
Hey, just keep it moving.
Win,
keep it moving.
I'll see you later.
I'm not going to say anything
My
like
thoughts
in the
was
game
that
or anything.
TMZ wouldn't have caught Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
That's what,
oh,
you know.
They catch everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. See, I'm not famous like y'all.
Yeah, you are. She thinks you are. Back over there. Your wife, I believe.
No.
Oh.
Just a real good friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's clarify that.
Well, she thinks you're cool.
Boy, I got some splaining to do.
DeAndre Jordan tells Petros and Money that he wants to retire in a Clippers jersey. Clippers center DeAndre Jordan has a player option for next season for over $24 million. He was asked on the Petros and Money show on this station yesterday if he thinks he has played his last game in a Clippers uniform. Jordan said, I hope not. I want to retire in a Clippers jersey. Kenneth, is that real or fake?
I believe that's real. I said it. It's real.
All right, well,
he can't give up $24 million right now, so, you know, nobody else is going to give it to him. Stay with the Clippers.
Rodney.
Yeah. You know, what else are you going to say? That's what you say. And as long as you're a part of a team, you're going to say you want to be with that team as long as you can.
Amen.
So that's all you're going to say. So I'm going to say that's real.
Okay. Amen.
It's all fake news. It's stuff.
The 24.
So he was never on the Petros.
I would say it's
show.
True.
The 24. Because if he was on the Petros, he would have said that.
The 24 million, I could say yes, it's true. I want to get that. But to retire as a Clipper, that with all the free agency and the way things are going on right now, I don't know if that would.
Oh, James. Look, James. If you played 12 years for the Lakers and you had 3 more years left, you say, yeah, I want to retire a Laker.
If free agency the way it was today, I'd be on 4 or 5 different teams.
But if you're in a Laker at that moment, you would say, I want to retire as a Laker.
Yeah, of course, that's the right thing to say.
Right. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the right thing, to say.
But still fake news in it, Fred.
But Fred, that was a trick question because he was never on the Petros and Money show.
Ah.
See?
Former reserve center from the Showtime Lakers to appear in the next Marvel movie. 58-year-old Chuck Nevitt, the 7'5" backup center on 2 Lakers Showtime teams in the 80s, has a small part in the upcoming Ant-Man sequel for Marvel. He plays a tall, gangly exterminator. Rodney, is that real or fake?
Please tell me that's fake. Please tell me. Not Nevitt. Not Chuck Nevitt.
Chuck Nevitt.
He's playing an Ant-Man.
That's right.
Is he?
Tall, gangly exterminator.
Let me look at you.
You can tell through the eyes.
That's fake. That's fake.
Okay. Kenneth, what do you think?
Wait, let me go back.
Hey, that's...
Go ahead, Kenneth.
That's real.
Is it?
Yes, sir. Confident.
Are you confident?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
It's all fake news. It's funny stuff.
Fred loves this role. He loves this role, man.
Hey, that's all right.
See, that's all right. I would have said... Yes, because I remember Chuck.
He's
a comic. Nerd. He's a comic book freak. He loves all that kind of stuff. He fit right in Ant-Man.
All right, so this is the last one.
You can't win.
That's okay.
All right.
I'm losing to
like
an SC guy.
Never lost.
Yeah, you've lost.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Occasionally.
Okay.
Last one. Stormy Daniels' strip performance cut short after a man threw a wallet in her face. A drunk patron at Stars Cabaret in Bend, Oregon, threw his wallet at alleged presidential mistress Stormy Daniels in the middle of her much-anticipated strip show last night, cutting short her performance. Daniels was hit in the face with the wallet. Shocked, she ran off the stage after throwing the wallet back at the man. The crowd booed as an announcer said the show had to be stopped. Kenneth, Stormy Daniels, hit in the face with a wallet. Is that real or fake?
Fake.
No reason to elaborate on that, Kenneth. You just think it's fake.
Fake.
No reason for any explanation.
Hey, you know there
is it because she threw the wallet back? That might not be true.
I kind of think she would have held on to it.
Would have held on to the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, she got her money. She's got her 15 minutes, and it's going to 30 minutes now. and I believe that there's some people that are so in love with... behind Donald Trump that they would be plots in the audience that would do something like that. So I'm going to go real on that one.
What can I say?
I think you pretty much have said it all.
Hey, Kenny, yes, sometimes a beatdown is worthy.
Well, you know what?
That's because he's beat me down, too. Yeah. That's why he's worthy in there.
It'll be all worth it if I get to do one shout-out. If I can do a shout-out, it'll be worth it.
Okay. Shout-out to who?
Wait a minute. Man, you got to tell the producer what it's all about before we let you go on live. So,
go ahead. Just tell him. I'll just do it. Who cares?
Thank you. Because it's going to be hard to explain.
Yeah. Oh, just make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. My shout out to my little buddy, Evan.
Okay.
He's my grandnephew. He's 7 years old, and he's autistic.
Ah.
So we follow you a whole lot trying to see where he's going.
Fantastic. Oh, man. Fantastic.
That's all good.
All love to Evan.
I know you were a good brother, man.
All love. All love.
My man.
Way to go, Kenneth.
Kenneth, thank you for being here and being a part of it. We're at the Rays Lounge at the Hollywood Park Casino. James Worthy, Rodney Pete, myself.